Next question. You recently said you wished people wouldn't buy a gun with their economic stimulus checks. This sounded to some like you're a strict pacifist who'd rather avoid confrontation with an intruder than protect his family. Would you respond to this? Well, I knew when I said that that's what people would think, and I chose not to answer that question. But I will say something about it now. The context was, get it back in my head, that the missionaries in 1956 who were martyred in Ecuador, Jim Elliott, Nate Saint, Ed McCulley, Roger Udarian, I'm going to leave one out, and that's terrible. You know who I'm talking about. They were all speared to death. And they had guns. This came out through research, and I saw it in the documentary. And they shot them in the air as the spears were going through their chests. They could have saved their lives just like that. Just shoot like this. And they didn't. And our Supreme Court just declared that Second Amendment? One of the amendments with the right to bear arms includes not just the right of a militia to bear arms, but the right of a person to have a firearm in his house. And as I contemplated those two events, watching this video of the missionaries and that new decision of the Supreme Court, probably any given intruder into my house. Oh, I left out the key thing. The reason they shot in the air is that they said earlier, they had made this comment, that we're ready to go to heaven and these natives are not. So why would we kill them rather than being killed? So I thought, if somebody enters my house as a thief, he probably is not ready to go to heaven either. So, and then I just ended the blog. I hope you don't take your economic stimulus money and buy a firearm. I've never had one, never owned a firearm. Had a pellet rifle when I was little, and I killed squirrels. And I'm sort of ashamed of the way I killed squirrels because I didn't eat them and didn't do anything with them. I just felt it was cool. And I think that's a very wholesome thing. No, I'm not a pacifist. I'm not a pacifist principally. I'm not a pacifist actively. So somebody asked me, so would you protect your daughter if you had a gun? And I wrote back to Abraham, one word answer, probably. Meaning, the circumstances are so unpredictable. What would you do? Would you shoot the guy in the head, shoot the guy in the chest, shoot the guy in the leg, or throw the gun at him, or hit him over the head with it? Or, of course I'm going to protect my daughter, but I'm not aiming to kill anybody, especially an intruder who doesn't know Christ and would go straight to hell, probably. Why would I want to do that if I could avoid it? So, no, I'm not a pacifist. I'm not a pacifist. I believe there should be a militia. I believe there should be policemen with billy clubs and guns. They should take out guys that are killing people, and I believe in the military to protect a land from aggression, and I believe that fathers should protect their children, even using force, but if they can avoid killing somebody, of course they should avoid killing somebody, and having a gun is a good way not to avoid killing somebody. We don't need guns in our house, and I'm not against hunters. Good grief. Don't get on my case. Don't write any letters about Piper doesn't believe you should have bows and arrows and rifles and hunting gear. Of course, that's a fully legitimate thing. And I'm not going to get in your face if you have a gun lying in your drawer. I just think it's not very wise. Those who live by the gun will die by the gun.